It's a John Radcliffe, right?
Yes, that's right.
And what was your telephone number?
626-470.
470. Can I ask you a date of birth?
The 27th of the 1st, 1922.
Lovely. Okay.
Now,
make sure it's going. Yes.
Well, I want to just saying about in the on the underground, because I used to get the tube, you know, and all the people would be down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, their spirit was great. They just put up with it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well.
They couldn't do anything else, could they?
No, of course they couldn't.
It was actually during the flying bombs that I was down there.
Oh, right. You were in the...
In the ATS.
ATS, right. And were you called up or did you volunteer?
No, I volunteered. The women weren't called up on the Isle of Man.
Oh, right.
But they were expected to do something, even if it was only an hour
I see.
Hospital.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And then they did have Wrens over here, so a lot joined the Wrens, I think. They never went away, but... The Wrens were on the front on in Douglas.
Oh, right, yes.
I can't remember the promenade because there's hardly any hotels really on the prom. They're nearly all flats now.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
But,
so which year did you go in the ATS?
1940.
1940, uh-huh.
And let's see. 1945 it finished, and I was in 5 years and 9 months exactly.
Where are you?
Anyway.
Where are you?
March 1940.
Uh-huh.
I joined up.
Yeah?
Mm.
And where were you sent? Where did you go?
Well, I went to Lancaster, which was a training centre, first of all. And I was a clerk, because at that time there were only five things you could do.
Oh, right.
And so I was a clerk, I went to Margate.
Oh, did you?
But we weren't there very long because it was just before Dunkirk.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And we were evacuated up. It was, what it was called was the second echelon. It was the records for the troops in France.
Oh.
In Margate, you see.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they were trying to get them back, and we were evacuated to Weston-super-Mare. We just had a train, just one train, which rerouted it, you know.
Oh.
And
took you all there?
We took us all there,
uh-huh,
to Weston-super-Mare.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no... And they had to sort of march us around the streets asking people to take us in. For you know,
really?
Would you take some? In fact, it was the summer, you see, and there were still visitors,
of course,
on holiday, and they were just stopping and you know, marching us around. And will you take two or will you take one? And so there were two of us in a boarding house, you know, for until they organised something where we could stay, you see.
Yes.
And they just took over big hotels and that sort of thing.
And did you work from there then?
Yes, we really just did the men, the clerks, were sent to where the troops were coming from France.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, with the boats were coming in, you see, bringing soldiers back, you know.
Yeah.
And they just asked them who they were, and they had a sheet which was duplicated, I don't know how many times, just writing their names down. And they brought these back, you see, to us, and we had to kind of sort them out. But you had to guess, because there were so many copies that the last copy, you could hardly see, so it was a very hit and miss thing.
Yes.
And then that lasted, I don't think we were there very long.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were all disbanded to various record offices all over the country, which are there permanently with civilian staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a choice. I went to Shrewsbury.
Did you? For any particular reason? Or?
So, well, we hadn't had any leave, you see. My first leave was 5 months after I joined up.
Really?
Because of Dunkirk. It was all cancelled, you see.
I see, yes.
And I don't know that it was cancelled everywhere, but ours was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's nearer to home than going to, say, on the South Coast or, well, anywhere else, really.
Yes, you would have been better, get a better chance of getting back, yes.
Yeah, so, and I was there quite a long time, really, but I got fed up because I was working with civilians, and when you're in the army, you know, you're, you want to be in the, well, I did, I wanted to be in the army. And the civilians were the lowest of the low. And apart from that, I was there were two record officers there, and I was moved to another one.
Mm-hmm.
And these, I was working with a man who, there wasn't enough for us to do, in fact,
right,
with the civilians, and they had to put us somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the result was that the men who would probably be ex-army wanted overtime, and we used to sit there, and you know, it was so boring.
Yes,
trying to stretch the work.
Yes,
out. And we used to have to go back and do overtime with them, and of course we weren't paid.
Well,
I mean,
of
we wouldn't be paid.
No.
And any extra me.
Mm.
So that was, you know, we weren't very
happy
about.
Yes.
And then, of course, this was. I suppose I've been in nearly 2 years, really, by then. And then, of course, they brought out, there was conscription for women.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought out all these different jobs that you could do, you see. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to do something else. So.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there were about five of us. We were great friends in Shrewsbury, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we all said, oh, we were fed up and we were going to do something else. But when it came to the crunch, I was the only one that went. And they all decided they didn't want to after all, you know.
Oh, right.
So I went to train as an operator on the gun site, you see.
Did you?
And the women didn't touch the guns, you know.
Oh, didn't they?
No, it was only, I mean, I think it's different now.
Probably.
But,
equality.
No, we were just on the instruments, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was heavy anti-aircraft guns. They were great big things that the men were on, you see.
Yes.
And so I went to Oswestry.
Oh, uh-huh.
And,
was that a big training camp?
It's, yes. For the artillery,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there were quite a lot of us that, like me, had been in a while and done all different things,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cooks and... Because you could only be a cook, a driver, an orderly, clerk and a storewoman.
Oh.
Those were the five things
I
when I joined up, you know.
Yes.
And so you got these people coming to do like I was doing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually we had quite a good time because there was an old sergeant major there who was due for retirement, and apparently when the ATS first started and they started coming to his camp, you see, he didn't like it.
Oh,
know,
didn't
women in the, you know, in the army, you see. But he found he was great on drill, marching and all that, you see. And he found that the women were better than the men, and so he liked us then, you know. So
right.
And he used to have a little pipe, and we'd go out marching in the country, you know.
Quite
this was
good.
Just for a short time until they brought all the other girls that were coming in were new recruits, you see.
Oh, right.
They'd just been to a training centre and then they were sent there, so they were all new.
Mm-hmm.
And, because when they came in, it was a bit different.
Yes.
But until they came, we did all these drills and marching and
on your own, with the women on your own, or were you with the men marching?
Oh, no, it was just the women.
Oh, I see.
You see, because... we were kind of on our own until the other girls came.
Oh.
You know.
So you weren't integrated into
integrated
into the battalion as
no,
such.
No, not then. We were just sort of trained on these predictors and and we did aircraft recognition and all that, which I wasn't any good at. And we were tested for different things, what our job would be when we went to what they called a battery, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There's two batteries in a regiment, and you don't necessarily see the other battery at all.
Oh.
But
you're sent
to different places. It's well, I don't know how many it consists of, but it's the women on the instruments and the men on the guns, and then you're a battery
that's
together.
That's a complete unit.
Then,
I see.
And we went to, once we were a battery, we were sent to Anglesey, to a firing camp where you practice firing. A plane's going over with a sleeve on the back. And you're firing at the sleeve. And they must have taken their lives, you know.
Yes.
And so we
brave
were,
fellows.
Yeah, so we were at Anglesey for
were week, you?
You know, a couple of weeks, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then we were on leave after that. And then we went up to Scotland, first of all.
Did you?
On the Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of that, but
mm. It was on the Clyde.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved further up.
Did you?
To a place called Roseneath.
Oh, Roseneath. Now where's that? I wonder.
Well, it's a bit further up, and there's
on the
west other part of the battery. It's still on the Clyde. It's opposite is Greenock.
Oh, I see.
You go across the a river to
Greenock. Yes.
So it was on that on that side.
Yes.
And the other half of the battery was at Helensburgh.
Have
you heard of Helensburgh?
I have heard of it. I couldn't just place where
you
it
have
is.
Have to look on the map.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
But it was very right out in the sort of country, Roseneath.
Was it?
And yes, I mean there were to get to Helensburgh. You could cross over on a little boat. It was quite funny, really. You know, I can't remember very much about that, but
no.
I remember going on, you know, someone rowed you over to the spot. And
right.
I don't know whether otherwise you could have gone on the bus, really, but
Maybe that was a shortcut or something.
Yes.
Yes.
But certainly we used to go across to Greenock,
mm-hmm.
which was a bigger boat across.
Yes.
And there was a big American Army base up there as well, and I don't know what they were doing actually.
No.
But I can remember them being up there. But Roseneath was when we went up there. What happened when you went up to when you went to a new site was you took over from someone else, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was moving. And they were all men up there, and they were quite surprised because we used to do guards and everything.
Did you?
Mm. And we had to take over from the men to do the guard. You see, so
yes.
many
guard duty. Yes.
And that's all. I mean, quite. You see them on television, don't you? Changing the guard.
Yes.
And all. I mean, it's all that. You know, they read the. What you're supposed to
do
and all that, you know, it's all quite official.
Uh-huh.
But it was kind of right out in the country that. And,
so they were surprised, were they, when it was
they
women?
Were, yes. That was, I suppose, when they were sort of first starting with women.
Yes.
On gun sites, you know.
Yes.
And I mean, there was no. We didn't fire anything up there. There was nothing up there going on.
No.
You know.
No.
But
would this have been in 1941, 42?
No, it would be 41.
41.
Mm. Be 41, that's right. Cause, yes. And I don't know how long we were there.
Mm.
I remember going on a firefighting course from there.
Did you?
They sent me on a firefighting course anyway,
mm-hmm.
to Stirling.
Oh, right, yes. I know Stirling. Stirling Castle.
Yes, well, I've been there a few times since, but I wouldn't have known where I was. You know, when the first went, I don't recognise anything, you know.
No. So were you billeted, was there a camp there in Stirling, or were you billeted in rooms?
Well, I think it was only a matter of days.
Oh, I
you
see. Yes. Yeah, just a short course.
I can't really remember much about it, but I do remember that I went on a firefighting course at Stirling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we lived in Nissenhut, you see.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Rosneath, you know.
Yes.
Well, it was all Nissenhut, really.
Mm-hmm.
But
so how many would there have been in a Nissenhut?
In that particular one, I don't know. 20, maybe.
Oh, right.
And my mother. Oh, there were two civilians working there,
mm-hmm.
and they had a hut of their own, you see, and they used to do all their own cooking in this hut.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said, would I like some kippers, you see?
Yes, Manx kippers.
So I asked these two men if they would cook these kippers, and they said yes. So my mother sent enough kippers for the whole lot of us, you know.
Did she?
And they cooked the kippers for us, and here we are, sitting in bed eating these kippers.
It would smell plenty that night.
Yeah. I don't know what the officers were doing, I don't remember. It was very basic up there. I mean, there were showers, but they were just sort of concrete places outside, you know. I mean,
yes. Not very comfortable.
No, it must have been in the warmish weather, because I don't remember much about that. That's about all I remember. I remember the kippers.
Yes, yes. An incident like that would stand out in your mind. Yes.
But I don't remember a great deal more. I could see it because I went back later. You know.
Did you?
Yeah, it's years ago now. I couldn't
yes.
even find the place. You know,
couldn't
because
you?
It would be just a field, you see.
Yeah.
I remember a few houses down the road. I mean, there was nowhere to go.
There was no
entertainment of any kind.
Wasn't there?
Around there, no. But you see, it all goes together.
Yes. Yeah, you can make your own entertainment.
You know, I was, 20?
Yeah. Youngster. Yeah.
And I mean, you're girls of 20 are probably far more grown up these days than we were.
Yes.
And of course, if it's a lot of girls together, you just, you know.
Yeah. You make up your own entertainment anyway, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then where were you moved to from
there? We went to Kent from there.
Oh, gosh, right down the other end.
And that was just another train. One train.
Was it?
They reroute them, you see.
Oh, I see.
You know, so
I
many,
see.
I suppose.
Yes.
And we went to... oh, dear. Bromley. There's something else I can't remember. It was near Bromley.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get, it'd be Dad's army actually come and practice on the guns.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
all the civilian population.
Yes, we did see some action there.
Did you?
And we had, there was a canteen there, manned by, some ladies,
mm-hmm.
like they do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be an announcer on the radio called Freddie Griswood.
Uh-huh.
And his wife was in the county, served in the county. Yes, he was a great, well-known announcer.
Yes.
Freddie Griswood.
Yes, that's why, yes.
And Christmas time, we used to have a good time at Christmas time because the officers... I did the other ranks
mm-hmm.
jobs.
Oh,
you
I
know,
see.
For,
the swap over.
For a short time.
Yes.
So they served us with meals and all that.
Yes.
You know. And I can remember doing a guard there at the time when this officer was marching up and down and he had a toilet roll on the bayonet or something. We didn't have guns, you know.
No, no.
I mean, we didn't
no.
touch those, but we
no.
used to do guards.
Yes.
So many hours, an hour on and two off or
oh,
three off or
yes.
something.
So you didn't have a gun when you were on guard either?
No, no. We were were just there.
Yes, I see.
And, I mean, it was
Your job, what were you doing in your job? Were you?
Well, I was on a projector, which was...
A projector?
No, a predictor.
A predictor?
And it's a very, very basic thing when you come to think of it, to what they would have now, because you had to, the plane would be sighted by somebody called a spotter, and they had a different instrument, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were finding the range and the height and all that on this predictor, you see. But it was just a thing that you wound, you know, and you had to count seconds, sort of thing.
I see.
And you know,
yeah.
it was to guide the gun.
Yes.
It guided the gun
to where it would
to
be.
The spot, you see.
I see.
But
yes.
It was very, I mean, because I remember we used to have lectures and we used to have to count so many seconds. Not just saying to yourself, 1, 2, 3. You had to just sit there and think, you know, that's so many seconds. And that's how it was worked out. So, I mean, it was very...
Hit and miss.
Hit and miss, wasn't it? Yeah. And then there was also underground in that spot. There was, like you see them on films. I don't know whether you've seen films where the WAF...
Yes.
Are plotting.
Yes, on the table.
Well, it was that sort of thing down,
right.
You know, we used to do that, and then you would get these instructions through your headphones, and sometimes there were friendly planes, you see, and if you didn't say, you know, they'd be plotting, they'd be firing on, you know.
Just you shooting them down.
I remember shouting, "Our friendly," you know.
Yes.
I'm sure there must have been.
Oh, there must have been. It's the same no matter and any occasion like that, there's accidents.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Even today. Even with all the... You've heard of the... Was it the Gulf War or the... It was the Gulf War, wasn't it? Americans were shot down by their own forces.
That first place we went to was called Petswood in Kent.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's near Bromley,
mm-hmm.
and then we were moved to Sidcup in Kent.
Oh, Sidcup, yes.
And
did you like it? Did
oh
you
yes, I loved
yes.
it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What and was it? What was? Was it the companionship or the adventure? Or?
Everything, I suppose. I'm not terribly feminine, you know, and I think I loved the marching.
Did you
as well?
Yes.
And especially to a band and that, you know, we used to do a lot of marching, and it was very top brass in Kent.
Was it?
Oh yes, we used to get a lot of the top brass down, and so the discipline was fairly stiff.
Yes.
But I think that's a good thing, you know. I mean, I was quite happy with it anyway, and we took a pride in our barrack rooms. Which they call them spiders because they, well, they're anyway because they're sort of their arms, you know, sticking out that way and that way and all that.
Oh, I see.
And,
from a central point.
Yes, and we used to, you had to line up your beds, you know, and you folded up your blankets and everything
in a particular
put
way
them at the end of the bed, and they had to be all in line.
Ah, right.
And and then down the middle, there was lino, polished, you see, and we used to polish it.
Did you?
And, of course, polish was short, you see. If if we ran out of polish, we used to use our shoe polish.
Did you?
And that's how proud we were of it, you know.
Yes.
You'd be surprised at, the pride you took in that. You know,
yes.
I can see that now, you know.
Oh, right. That stands out in your mind.
Oh, yes. And
and the boot, did you wear...
We wore battle dress.
Did you?
Boots. And
trousers. And
trousers, yes. And like leather.
Putties.
Well, they're not... They are putties, but they're leather. I've still got them at home, actually. And they were just...
like,
you know, fastened on.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was like leather.
Oh.
And
leather brown shoes?
Battle. No, we normally ground sheets, but
no, still, brown shoes.
Sorry, brown. Yeah, they were brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what colour was your uniform?
Well, khaki.
Khaki, right. Yeah.
And it was a battle dress.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we weren't allowed to go out in our battle dress.
Oh.
We had a dress uniform.
Oh, I see. A jacket sort of thing.
Yes, and of course we only had one, and if it was at the cleaners, we couldn't go out, could we? But we used to borrow each other's, which was against the rules. And during these, and we were down there before the flying bombs, you see, but then they started, and the guns were no use for them. They were too heavy to move around, you see. They couldn't get round quick enough.
Was that the butterfly bombs? Or was this the bigger bombs?
Yeah, no, the flying bombs, the buzz bombs.
Oh, right.
What else do they call them?
I don't know.
The others afterwards were, you didn't see them,
hear them.
They just, you wouldn't know anything about them, really. But the flying bombs used to make a noise coming over, you see.
Oh.
And if they cut out, then they'd come down.
Oh, I see.
And so you just prayed that they wouldn't come out, you know. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they were trying to get the centre of London, but they didn't. They kept hitting places like Lewisham and all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we got so used to them.
You do.
That you'd be standing at a bus stop and one was going over, you know. You would just say, well, hope it's not going to come down on some poor souls, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I suppose, actually, I had one stripe at that time, and somebody, there weren't many of us, you see, and this girl asked if she could borrow my tunic, you see, so. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, it was a girl I didn't particularly like, you know, but of course I lent her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was killed.
Really? Gosh.
By shrapnel.
Oh.
In it.
In your jacket?
Yeah. And she
now
was.
Now, what would happen in a case like that now?
Well, I think it was hushed up, you see, because I had to go, I had to get one, mm-hmm. didn't I? So I had to go and say something, you know, but.
Mm. But that was it.
Nothing
was it?
Happened.
You weren't confined to barracks?
No, nothing happened, I suppose. But I just thought to myself, was my name in it? You know, I mean, it could have been.
Yes, it could have been
was
you.
It, or was it meant for me? Or,
yes.
You know,
yes.
It's funny, isn't it?
Isn't it?
But, well, it's not funny, really.
But no, but it's
she was with her friend. Her friend was injured.
Was she?
In the legs. And I think she came back, but she couldn't. And I think she was discharged in the end. I don't think she could.
Hope anymore, maybe.
No. Mm. Yes, I remember they had a special, and her parents, this girl that was killed, her parents were divorced, but they came to the camp. It was a special service.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Were there many of them killed in action then?
No, well, I mean, they weren't killed in action. They were.
Well, I mean.
I mean, they were out, you know, out on, for the evening. Kind
yes.
of, yeah.
So there could have just been civilians.
No, there was nothing. Nothing came on the camp.
No.
Nothing came in that area in Sidcup where we were, no.
Oh, right.
And we used to have a 24-hour pass, once a week, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go up to London mainly.
Did you?
And we had all sorts of adventures in London, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Did you go out together?
You stayed.
Mostly.
Usually went with somebody, but I remember once there were about five of us went, and they had all these different places to stay, like the Salvation Army or the Church Army or YWCA and all that. And they had to, you could book, but if you hadn't booked and they were full up and you couldn't get anywhere else, they had to take you.
Oh.
Even if you just slept on the floor.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I remember going up once, the five of us, and we couldn't find anywhere, you see, to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But it, oh well, eventually we found somewhere, but it was just an annex of one of the other places, and it was only off Park Hyde Park, you know, Park
mm-hmm.
Lane, and
mm-hmm.
and it was a big big house, and a man came to the door. You see, it was only a shilling for the you know, 5 pence. And for the night, you know, and there was this big staircase. It had obviously been quite somebody's house,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And he just said, oh, yes, you know, the room's upstairs or something. Well, it was a great big room with all the beds, you know, like this, you
yes.
see. Nobody else there. And we all arrived with our little cases, you know, and we looked at it and we said, well, we don't know who was going to be here,
mm-hmm.
you know, sleeping here. And because it had been a man opening the door, you know,
yes.
we thought it was a bit odd, you see.
Yes.
And we thought to ourselves, we'd all paid our money, you know, and we thought, oh, you know, it was a bit dodgy. So
yes.
we looked, we decided we weren't going to stay there, and we looked down to see if he was about, and we crept out and never went back. And, and then we were looking for somewhere to eat. It really was deserted, you know, in that, although
was
it wasn't far off the busy city, you know.
Yes.
And
been a blackout as well, was it?
Oh, no, this was in the in the day. We used to get the pass from the morning
till
the following morning, I suppose. I can't remember that.
Mm.
But it was 24-hour pass anyway.
Yes.
Or it was two to two or
yes.
something like that, it
yeah.
would be, I think. And it was in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And but we met a fireman. And we asked him if, you know, he knew of anywhere we could get a meal. And, oh, come back to the fire station, he said, with me.
Oh.
So we went back to the fire station, all these, there was a big canteen. And all these people were having, the staff were having the
meals.
Food, you know, and,
yeah.
and they all looked up at us as we went in. And,
yeah.
But, that's the sort of thing that happened, you know. I mean.
So there was a lot of camaraderie-ship in,
yes.
in the
yeah.
time, obviously,
yeah.
amongst
yeah.
everybody.
And then there was the stage door canteen, it was called, in London, where they used to get all the big names to entertain, you know. But there were always queues. I never did get there, unfortunately,
oh.
but it would have been...
Yes.
Well, that would have been good, you know.
Yes.
I think that was to do with the Americans, really.
Uh-huh.
We actually, when we were in Sidcup, we had an exchange of American women service.
Oh.
Service women. Not to come and work, but just to come and look.
Yeah.
And some of ours went to their camp, and the difference, well, theirs wasn't a camp. I think they were in London itself, you
were
know.
They? Mm-hmm.
And, obviously, they were ashamed of us, because what happened was we were on the instruments 24 hours. We were on call, sort of,
mm-hmm.
you know, we might be on call during the night and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we'd be doing guard duty or in the kitchen or you know, all sorts
Whatever.
Of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you worked in the kitchen, it, peeling potatoes and all that, that was part of the job. It wasn't a punishment,
no.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the kitchen, and we used to wear these overalls, which were, you know, like the painters use, the whole thing.
Oh, right,
you
yes.
know, I don't know what you call them.
Yes, overalls,
but
yeah.
they were grey things,
oh,
you know.
Oh, were they? Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I was on that kitchen thing at the time when these girls came, and they didn't want, they told us to keep out of sight because they were ashamed, I suppose, of what we wore, because they, the Americans, had a number of uniforms.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes. I mean, they were well off.
Yes.
The American army, you know.
Oh.
They were different altogether from,
were they?
From us, yeah. And, so we told them, you know.
Did
we
you?
Found that we told them.
Did you?
yeah. But, I mean, the kitchen, you know, how you have, you've got washing up liquid now and everything, haven't you? But there was nothing like that. It was just, you know, so.
So.
And I can see the grease now, you know, thick, thick grey grease
yes.
on the tins and things,
yes.
you know.
But
dear.
Did you use just soap?
Yes, some kind of
soap. Yeah.
There wouldn't be a lot of that, I suppose, either.
No.
And then it's hard water down there, isn't it, in Kent?
Is it?
I mean, that. Well, they have other things, you know, for that now, don't they?
Oh,
but
yes.
I mean, I remember trying to get washed and it was hard to get a lather with soap anyway down there.
Yes.
Yes, it's hard water, you know.
Yes.
Well, it was. Yeah.
Must be lime then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of chalky, isn't it?
Yes, when you think about it. Yeah. And what about rationing? Were you rationed?
Well, I don't I don't really remember anything about that. I mean, we ate quite, it wasn't wonderful food, we ate quite well, I suppose.
Did you?
I mean,
fed you well enough?
Yes, I mean, there was a lot of stodgy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember the sort of puddings, you know, they were heavy as anything.
Yes, I can imagine, dollops of
but I mean, you ate if you were hungry, didn't you?
Oh yeah, of course.
And funnily enough, there were, in Sidcup anyway, there were great big wooden, sort of white wood tables, you know.
Right.
And I suppose they would be, I don't remember scrubbing them myself, but. And the men were, I don't know how many grades down, but they weren't fit, you see, to go
to
fighting abroad,
I
you know,
see.
So they
yes.
were the low grades.
Yes.
And they were some of the most ugly men you have ever seen.
That's right.
And they were a lot older than us, you see. they would be the last sort of, you know,
yeah.
they'd be in, to me old at the time, you know.
Yes.
Sort of getting on for 40-ish, I suppose,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And they really were some of the most, I can't remember any
decent
nice-looking man at all.
Is
you know,
right?
So, I mean, they weren't.
They would have been rejects from the army, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And,
thick as two short planks, I would imagine,
well,
as
yes,
well.
Because, and, yes, and their manners, you know, because they used to put the bread in the middle of the table, you see.
Oh.
And as soon as you arrived at the table, you had to grab the bread or you wouldn't get any because they would take it, you see.
Oh, I see.
You know, I mean, they had no manners, you
no.
see. So you didn't have any manners in the end.
No.
You
had,
to
fight
to eat,
for
didn't you?
Yes.
So, you know.
Yes. yeah. Survival of the fittest.
yeah.
yes.
Oh, dear. Some of the meals were... I don't remember the meals being bad there, really.
Mm.
But after that... it must have been when did they go back into, I can't remember the dates, you know, when they
no.
went back into France, you know, the D-Day.
Mm-hmm. Can't remember either.
But
should do, but I don't. I've got it written down somewhere.
Yes, but I remember when, if we went on leave, we had to pack everything up in case of a move, you see.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so
all your personal things.
Yes, well, everything.
Oh,
you know, everything
right.
that you had, you see.
Did you?
Because if they
and
moved.
And take it with you?
No, it was left there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
but all packed.
Yes, and in fact that happened when I was on leave, and I just got this telegram to report back to the RTO, which was the representative, you know, of the army at the state at Euston.
Oh.
And they'd been moved, you see, so I didn't know where they'd gone, you know, and of course he had it all there and told me where to go, and they'd been evacuated to Essex and not very far, you know, but the whole lot was being disbanded because of D-Day, you see.
Oh.
And so we were not far from Southend, Leigh-on-Sea, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just living in, they took over empty houses, and I was in one. There were still people in the in other houses there, you know.
What, civilians, you mean?
Yeah. It was just the place they had to put us somewhere. It was like when we moved to Weston-super-Mare, you know.
Mm.
But there were some empty houses, and we were in one, and just with beds, and it was in the cold weather, you know. I mean, beds and blankets and things, but no heating, you know.
Wasn't there?
And we used to, I mean, it's terrible when you come to think of it, but we smashed up the fence in the garden and made a fire in there. You know.
Yeah, open and fire.
Fabulous,
yes.
Yes, it was freezing there. And we didn't do anything, you see, because we were all being disbanded.
I see.
And they did have a couple of route marches, I think, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, and the cookhouse was just like a field kitchen.
Oh, was it?
Nobody went. We used to go up into the local village and eat buns.
I think
we must have been there for a couple of months, you know. And
and
we never had a proper meal, you know.
Didn't you?
No.
Live from day to day, did you?
I can remember eating buns up there.
Sandwiches and
about all I can remember. And
you didn't cook in the house then?
There was nothing there.
Was
it was an empty house, you see.
Really? Totally
there nothing,
empty?
Yeah, there was nothing there.
Gosh.
No. I mean, we could go. I wonder what they did with the food at that cookhouse, you know, because they must have had to have food
to
feed
you.
Everyone.
Yeah.
But
probably sold it.
They didn't even try it. We didn't even try it.
Didn't you?
No. Somebody, I suppose, just said, oh, you know.
Yeah, it's not very nice of
them. We're not going there, you know, so we didn't go. You didn't care then, I suppose.
No, you didn't, I would imagine.
And then there were, at that time, there were a lot of Yugoslavs there.
Oh.
And, you know, during the war, you see, they didn't know whether they were fighting for the Nazis or not, you know. And they had been prisoners of war in Scotland, apparently, and then they'd sorted them out and decided that they were all right, you know.
Oh.
And there were a lot of them at Leon C.
Was there?
And there was some sort of a club there where they used to congregate, but they were all, they were mainly, you know, real peasants.
Oh, were they?
They couldn't speak English. But there were some that could, were more educated, who were sort of, and I went out with two of them actually, and they were really nice men.
They? Yes.
Gentlemen, you know.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. And one was, and it was King Peter of Yugoslavia, you see,
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Tito.
Oh, of course.
Was also, you know. And
yes.
One of them was for Tito and the other one's for King Peter. You know, I remember that.
Yes.
And one of them was he interpreted for the others, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had to go to the dentist and all that,
yes.
so he used to have to go
yes.
with them.
Yes.
Really good-looking man he was.
Was he? Yeah.
And, you know, we're there for a short time, and then
mm-hmm.
Actually at the time, my brother was a prisoner of war, or
was he?
We thought he was, in Japan.
Oh,
and
gosh.
There were only the two of us, you see. My mother had been a widow since I don't remember my father.
Don't you?
He died because of the First World War, you see.
Really?
And
was
so
he Manx? Well, he would have been, was he? He was Manx. Was
no,
he?
No,
oh,
we're
was
not
Manx.
No. From Liverpool, actually.
All oh, right.
And no, I don't remember my father. I was 18 months old, and my brother was 2.5, I think.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And
so your mother had a struggle then bringing.
Yes, because he was only 38.
Goodness me.
Yeah. And mother would be about the same age, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yes.
Well, she never went out to work.
No.
But I remember she had. Well, I think my grandfather helped, you know, and yeah, but anyway,
they would have done in them days if they could, they would have helped.
yes and I remember mother often had a lodger in Liverpool.
Mm.
No, I mean we didn't suffer,
no,
you know, for not.
No, he didn't feel
I didn't well,
miss
I,
anything.
No, I don't. My mother was
she was
mother
probably
and father
quite
to me,
capable.
I suppose,
yeah.
You know, I mean, capable. It was only odd occasions, you know, if something happened that I thought about that, you know.
Mm.
But no, because I used to feel embarrassed if my mother talked about my father.
Did you?
Because it was. I'm sorry about that now when I think back.
Yes.
Because.
Yes.
She probably wanted to talk and
to tell you about him.
It was. She did say, "Oh, your life would have been very different if your father had lived," you know.
Mm.
But I used to feel embarrassed. You know, it was like talking about a stranger, wasn't it? Really,
yes.
To me. You know?
Yes, it would have been a stranger. Yes.
Yeah. But no, I should have. I wanted to go abroad, you see. But
did you?
My mother wanted me to try and get home.
Did she?
You see,
mm-hmm.
And so I was on leave, as I say, when they moved. And when I went back, I went to see this officer to ask for compassionate posting, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And before I had a chance to say, oh, she said, you want to go abroad, don't you? Because we'd asked, a friend and I had asked, couldn't we go, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know how many times, you see. Oh, I said, no, you know. And she was quite surprised. So anyway, she said, well, I can't do anything about it here, she said. Now we're being disbanded. You'll have to wait till you move somewhere else and then ask, you know.
Yes.
And I went to York and I hated it.
Did you?
It was, it was just between Christmas and New Year it was.
Mm.
And it was cold and horrible. And it was the barracks at York and there was no discipline there. That's what I mean. It was so different.
Was it?
And the barrack rooms weren't particularly clean, the officers didn't seem to bother, you know.
Didn't they?
No. And there was dysentery there while I was there.
Oh.
And I wasn't well. I got tonsillitis, quite a few of us did.
It hadn't been a very clean place then.
No, and I had to change my job to be a store woman.
Mm.
And I didn't want to be a store woman. And. You know, it was boring and, you know, I hated it really, so.
Mm.
I wasn't there all that long, but I was in this sort of, it wasn't a hospital as such really, but we were sent there.